Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
He simply wants you to doubt God's word. I want to encourage you today is to love the Word of God. Love the Word of God. The more you get into God's Word, it will strengthen you. And whenever Satan attacks, as we see here, he was attacking Jesus, but Jesus simply used the Word of God to push him back.
Amen.
Now, we also talk about another example of this is David. When David was supposed to be at war, and Bathsheba was bathing on the top of the roof. What did David do? That's right. He looked at her. The lust of the flesh. The eyes. And then he desired that flesh desired her. And then he said, hey, I'm the king. I'll take her. That was all three working right there. But David should have been in the place. He's supposed to have been at war. One, he wasn't at the place where God wanted him to be. We need to be in the place that God wants us to be. And when we're in that place, God will use us mightily. So even like Dove read Psalms 23, David penned that. I even like another one that David penned, Psalm 51.
Yeah.
After he committed the sin with Bathsheba.
Gotcha.
I'm going to turn there real briefly, real quick. That's right, man. He did it. It started a chain of events that, man, I'm telling you, they were terrible. But then he comes to Psalm 51, and here's what he says here. He says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude, that means a lot, of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. And here's the key. For I acknowledge my transgression. And my sin is ever before me. And against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thy judges. Wow. It says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. I'm going to jump down to 10. He said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. We need to have our spirit renewed. David poured out his heart unto the Lord, and he was really sorry for his sin. And we see that the Lord moved on his behalf. Now, the Lord didn't remove those consequences. We know that his son, his baby died. Those consequences are still happen. But the Lord, you know, forgave David. But consequences, when the Lord say don't do something, you do it, those consequences are still there.
Amen.
But the Lord will save your soul. And we see that's what he did there. But getting back to Matthew chapter 4, we see the three times that Satan came to Jesus Christ, and each time he was rebuked with the Word of God. It is written. So I just want to encourage you today, I'm almost done, is that get into your Word daily. And as Dove says, if you read God's Word, you have to use that Word. Don't just be hearers of God's Word, but be doers as well.
Amen.
Tell others, and as we saw in the song, let your light shine. God has put you in a place to let your light shine. Some person could be down and almost out, and then they can see you and you're praising God. They're like, wow, why are you doing that? And you can tell them about Jesus. You can give them some hope. Because we all need hope. Without hope, we're going nowhere. We have to have hope. And what a thing. I like what Dove said. Psalm 23, boy, I'm glad you went there. He said, mercy and truth shall follow me all the days of my life. So I ain't got to worry about my back. Mercy and truth back there. I just keep walking ahead. Mercy and truth is going to be back there. And God will protect you. Continue to love His Word and cherish it. Cherish it. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.